WTAW News time is 7:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council, for the third time, will be doing a formal study to consider establishing impact fees that would increase the cost of new homes, commercial, and industrial properties to cover what the city property owners at large pay for new streets, water lines, and wastewater lines.
I think the real question is, do we want to continue growing? And if so, how are we going to fund it?
Councilwoman Blanche Brick and Mayor Nancy Berry were among the supporters.
And you can think about the lost income of $14.7 million that the city could have been using for water, wastewater, and streets.
There is one national study that shows impact fees could exceed $10,000 to cover the cost of building a home on a new street and connecting the house to city water and wastewater. It could be 3 years before impact fees would be assessed. College Station Police has released dash cam video of last Saturday's rescue of a man trapped in a car that was on fire. You can see it on our website at WTAW.com. Lieutenant Steve Brock thanked two students and two Texas A&M Transportation Services employees who were working to pull out the injured driver when the first patrol officer arrived at the crash site.
You swell up with pride in situations like this because there are so many people who will stand by and watch or video it with their cell phone instead of getting involved in helping.
Brock says the 21-year-old driver remains hospitalized in Houston following serious injuries. Along with the video, you can read the police department's recap of what happened. Through the end of the month, those driving the freeway in Bryan near the William Joel Bryan and Boonville exit may encounter another work zone. BTU reports a contractor is moving power lines as part of future freeway construction. The state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, better known as CPRIT, has announced awarding 73 new grants totaling about $112 million. Members of the Texas A&M system received almost $2.5 million from four grants. Two are going to the Health Science Center, a third to the flagship campus, and the fourth to AgriLife Research. Details of all the grants are online at WTAW.com. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is co-sponsoring legislation that would allow concealed carry handgun permits to be used as identification at airports.
Unfortunately, the administration is hostile to the Second Amendment. And so the TSA has said that concealed carry licenses are not an approved form of government ID. Even though those are the folks that carry CCLs are probably the most vetted government ID holders of any type in the country.
Flores says this has bipartisan support, and he hopes to get it to the president quickly. The Downtown Bryan Association starts a month of holiday activities this evening with its Lights On promotion. Events manager Amanda Reynolds says dignitaries throw the switch at 6:15. That includes lighting two Christmas trees.
There's a tree in Sale Park, and there's a tree at the roundabout on 23rd on the north end as well. So all of those lights will come on at once, magically, with the help of a big switch.
After the lights are turned on, there's a walking parade with Santa and the Salvation Army Band to the Palace Theater, where activities are scheduled through 9 p.m. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3480.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-399. Twin City Coffee Service.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It'll be getting dark earlier this month, so you'll need to get to Rattler's earlier to take advantage of these super November specials. Grab a couple of Mrs. Baird's delicious pies for breakfast, 2 for only $2 with your registered Rattler's reward card. Stop by and get a midday energy boost with a 2.85 ounce bag of Jack Link's jerky, buy one, get one free. On the way home from a hard day's work, pick up any 18-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Numbers.
Skies will be mostly sunny today, though more clouds build in later on with a high between 70 and 75. There'll be increasing clouds during the overnight hours. There could be a few late showers with a low near 55. We'll start Saturday off with cloud showers and maybe a few thunderstorms as a cold front moves through. There'll be clearing skies in the afternoon. Becoming windy with a high in the upper 50s, dropping in the afternoon, and it's clear and chilly, breezy at times Saturday night, low 35. I'm Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll start you off with sports and the high school football report. The high school playoffs area round started last night, actually, with the Consolidated Tigers. They won. We'll get more details from Zach in the high school football report. A&M football gears up for Vandy. A&M men's basketball wins last night. The MVPs for the American League and National League also selected yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50. Uh-oh.
Once again, really, really good food is under attack. Everywhere we turn, they're always trying to take our bacon away from us. A Scandinavian hotel chain in the midst of a pork panic. The Nordic Choice Hotels. Well, I mean,
I like it.
Yeah.
Bacon!
The Nordic Choice Hotels, a Norwegian hotel chain with dozens of locations throughout the region, announced they will no longer be serving sausage or bacon.
Oh, the humanity.
Instead, hotel chain will be replacing those cured meats with a plant-based menu option. Something that probably tastes like
bacon,
but isn't. And, you know, the fake bacon taste is not very good. I mean, what are they going to do? Put together a bunch of bacos and squeeze them together and that'll be your bacon?
It's like so many of those things. They're like the Boca burgers.
Okay.
Don't tell me it's a burger. it doesn't taste bad. It's actually pretty good. But it's not a hamburger. Fake bacon ain't bacon. Doesn't taste bad, but it ain't bacon.
Changes come after the hotel chain announced its collaboration with the Eat Food Forum, which is stressing the environmental impact on livestock. And what that impact does to our environment. In addition to the processed meats, cereal and most cheeses have gotten the axe as well in an effort to reduce the deforestation from palm oil usage. I'm just saying, and they say they were the first hotel to ban smoking. But I'm just saying, if that's the way they feel, I mean, are you sure your sheets are really clean? You know what I mean? If you go to that place.
Oh, geez.
I mean, just another thought there. It's the Norwegian Choice Hotels. But that's okay. You hear about that. Know that here in U.S. America, we know how to take care of our own. The holidays are fast approaching. It is that hectic time of year that doesn't leave you a lot of time to actually prepare foods. So luckily, the fast food giants of America are coming to our rescue. They've got brand new drive-through dollar deals. CNBC reports Burger King will be offering you 10 chicken nuggets for $1.49 for a limited time. Wendy's has just launched their $4 for $4. Yeah, just go ahead and just jam all this stuff in your mouth right there. If you could possibly consume it before you leave the parking lot, even better. For $4, Wendy's will give you a junior bacon cheeseburger, 4-piece nuggets, fries, and a drink.
Man, slam it down your back at work in 15 minutes.
Hey, it's only a junior, though.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, and
that's
you get
pretty
the four,
much all you need.
Well, and you get the four. No, no, you get the four nuggets
with
and the fries,
and
too.
Nugs. That's what I mean.
Go for it. McDonald's, of course, will let their customers mix and match two McDoubles, McChicken sandwiches, small fries, or mozzarella sticks for $2 beginning January the 4th. So enjoy.
I'm curious about the mozzarella thing.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, are those crumbs from the bread tray? I mean, I just, you know, I just.
The Burger King nuggets, it sounds cheap until you start thinking for $15 you could get 100 of them. You feed a small baseball team.
Yeah, I guess.
I've had them before. I like them.
And again, that's good. That's good for kids. I mean, that's perfect. As long as they're going to be doing something rather than sitting and playing video games, yeah, I mean, that's
or
fine.
Kids at heart.
Oh, yeah, that too, I guess.
Certainly not at liver.
Yeah. Well, I know that you've been asking at 717. I know you guys have been asking finally. And I told you, when they announced it, I would let you know. So we do. Now, we do have America's best public restroom. Small town in Colorado called Minturn. Minturn, Colorado has the best public restrooms. Pair of outhouses designed to look like a passage into a mine beat out 9 other finalists to be named the winner of America's best bathrooms. Cintas, that's the company which designs and supplies uniforms and entrance mats and stuff like that, and they do bathroom supplies as well. They annually compile a list of the nation's best bathrooms based on a set of criteria including cleanliness, visual appeal, innovation,
aha,
functionality, and unique design elements. All I'm saying is a bullseye placed in the right spot makes all the difference in the world. Because guys are competitive.
Wow, some of these are really impressive.
Well, I know, I'm telling you. It really is. It is an impressive situation. And
there's an easy website to get to, okay. bestrestroom.com.
All right, go do that today. It's Friday. You've got time.
There's
you
some
know
huge
you don't
wine
have any,
barrels.
What?
Huge wine barrels.
Okay. I hope they're coated with something on the inside.
Or I guess distilling barrels.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, you walk into the barrel. That's how
oh,
huge
you
it
walk
is.
Into the barrel. Okay.
Well, the best one, though, is pretty remarkable.
Okay. Anyway, go look at those today. All right, so let's say that you have been suffering with a lost hubcap on your vehicle. And you come back to your car one day, and there's a note, handwritten, I quote, "Yo, dog, I noticed your..." Which always makes you feel a part of it.
Yo,
well,
dog.
Well, you said this is the hubcap thing?
Hubcap.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this.
Yo, dog. I noticed your car only had 3 hubcaps. My car at one time also had only 3 hubcaps. I couldn't find the same one, so I bought a different set, but for some reason saved the old ones. You happen to have the same ones. I feel like a special version of the cap guy who takes care of making rides.
Car guy.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Exhibit.
They blanked it out.
That's why he started with Yo, Dog.
Okay. All right. He said, enjoy the sweet hubcap, playa. The world's most random good Samaritan.
If you could read more stuff in hip slang, Scott.
Want me to do that?
That would make me smile so
much. You get them. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, because I'm all about that. I am all about that.
That just made my day.
How about the guy who walked out of the mine in Botswana with a 1,111-carat diamond? This is about as big as a tennis ball, okay? How about a diamond the size of a tennis ball? This guy walks out of the mine with it. Hello?
Hey, do y'all know if any of our local high school football facilities are hosting any playoff games tonight or tomorrow?
Well, we'll have a look and see. Don't know.
I will endeavor to find out.
Endeavor to find out. This is the second largest jewel ever found. The biggest is really a good deal bigger. That's the $3,000, the 3,000-carat Cullinan diamond that was also found in South Africa. It eventually got broken into smaller pieces. Some of that is in the British crown jewels. Anyway, an analyst at BMO Capital Markets said the value of this stone was impossible to estimate because the value is dependent on the color, the clarity, the cutting of the gem. A 341-carat diamond sold for $20 million in July.
Goodness.
Unfortunately, the guy who found it doesn't get to keep it. He works for a mining company, Lucera, where they were working on a dig. But that's, again, That is a 1,111 carat diamond.
That's just nutty.
Size of a tennis ball. So, you know, go bouncing that down the road. All right, 721.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The statements and views of this advertiser do not represent the views or opinions of this station.
Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve, God said, man said.com. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, the perfect diet, God said, man said.com. God on biracial marriage, hours of Texan audio, 3-day Bible fast, renews immune system, which Bible, which religion, sin bones, God said, man said.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway chicken and bacon ranch melt. With tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own chicken and bacon ranch melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating chicken and bacon ranch melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
Taste award-winning wines one glass at a time, along with unique appetizers and artisan cheeses at The Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery. A great place to gather with your friends. Open 7 days a week with nightly specials. Look us up at messinahoff.com.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
724, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Why do you not live in Florida? Almost every week we have some sort of a story.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, where you have, well, we had a story this morning about the woman, you know, slinging the lid of the porcelain lid of the toilet through the window of the mobile home to get to her husband. But, I mean, if you want another reason to not live in Florida, a video making the round shows the moment when the alligator invited himself to the picnic in Gainesville. Gator can be seen grabbing a sandwich or two from the picnic spot of several University of Florida students. Eventually, the reptile had its fill, climbed back into a nearby lake, Lake Alice, before swimming out of sight. Wow. What kind of sandwich was that? And
a free one.
While we're talking about animals, even a snake can be considered a dangerous weapon. Two policemen in Manchester, England, claimed that a man they were checking on threatened them with a python. No word on who called the police, but they responded to the welfare and check and make sure that the man was okay. He was not happy about that, and he, it says here, tried to set the python loose on them. I thought you might be able to outrun a python. Maybe not.
I was going to say, if you can't, you shouldn't be a policeman.
That's right. They dealt with the snake, and the man was taken to a hospital for screenings, but they're threatening with a python. Yeah, that's. I guess that's
different.
Different
than being taken for screamings, which is what someone would be doing if they were being chased by a python.
Very true. There you go. 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's our Brazos Valley weather, and it's a changing deal. 74 for a high temperature today. Ought to be pretty nice with southeasterly winds when you consider, heck, it's November the 20th. But it's changing on us. 54 will be our low temperature tonight. And then for tomorrow, breezy. We'll start up at about 60, a 40% chance of showers associated with the frontal passage. We're going to have north winds at 5 to 10 and gusting to up to 30 miles an hour before it's all said and done. Tomorrow night, we'll have a low temperature of 36. And then on Sunday, a high temperature of only 53. North winds at 5 to 10. Mostly clear skies on Sunday night, calling for our first freeze of the year right at 32. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 3, 80% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we're looking at 53.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Noted liberal and prominent Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz unloaded on the students protesting at universities all over the country. In an interview with Business Insider, Dershowitz said that diversity, the thing they're protesting about, he said that's the last thing they really want. He says they're hypocrites because they don't want more heterosexuals or conservatives or white students on campus. No, what they're really looking for is superficial diversity. That's nothing more than code language. It means they just want more people just like them at the schools. Now, Dershowitz is again a noted liberal, says the recent outbreak of protests is a dangerous trend being led by tyrannical students. It's personal for him. He told Business Insider he needs police protection when he delivers lectures at colleges because of all the anti-Semitism and hate directed his way. Now, these kids claim they want safe spaces, but that's only for themselves and their own ideas. They don't want anybody who differs with them to be safe. Now, some of you might think that Dershowitz is over the top, that things can't possibly be that bad at our nation's campi. But guess again. For decades, professors who despise traditional American values have been using colleges to indoctrinate young skulls full of mush with their radical leftist ideology. What we're seeing right now is some of those chickens coming home to roost. The students have heard what they've been taught, and they're not waiting to leave school to raise hell. And the professors and the administration having to eat it. They don't know what to do about it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The cost of future streets, water lines, and wastewater lines in College Station could be paid by those directly affected by the improvements instead of the city at large. The city council has directed city staff to move forward with its third study in the last 6 years on impact fees.
I don't think it's a question, Councilmember Brick, if we want to grow or not. I think it's going to happen whether we want it to or not.
No, I said, and if so, how do we fund it?
We can either manage growth or we can be mauled by it.
Comments from Steve Aldrich, Blanche Brick, and Carl Mooney were part of the discussion at the last council meeting. John Nichols noted this will be the third time the council has considered the impact fees.
The council is essentially, I think, making a commitment that we're serious about using this as a revenue tool to help pay for this growth. And that we're not going to back away from it saying, oh, well, gee whiz, that's too expensive or whatever. I mean, if that's where we're going to come out on the other end, we might as well tell them not to do the study.
The council was told that 3 years ago, the city lost almost $15 million on infrastructure associated with new single-family homes that could have been covered by impact fees. The process to set impact fees is expected to take 1.5 to 2 years, and then there would be another year before fees would be assessed. The driver of a car who was rescued after crashing into a tree last Saturday off George Bush near Dexter remains hospitalized following multiple surgeries. Online at WTAW.com is the dash cam video from the first College Station patrol officer who arrived in a rundown of the rescue. Lieutenant Steve Brock thanked a student who stopped and called 911 to report the crash, then stayed at the scene along with two employees of Texas A&M Transportation Services.
And what you saw is three good Samaritans put their own life in jeopardy to help somebody they didn't even know. So that makes you swell with pride. And then they were very helpful. They did exactly what the officer asked them to do. It was just a great collaborative effort to save this kid's life.
Because the car doors were wedged shut by the crash and due to the fire, the driver's side window was broken to remove the 21-year-old who sustained several broken bones from the crash. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says those who have concealed carry handgun permits go through the most thorough background check of any government agency. And for that reason, Flores says those IDs should be acceptable identification at airports.
Diane Black from Tennessee and I have a bill that forces the TSA to allow individuals to use their concealed carry permit as a form of ID in order to get on an airplane.
Flores says the measure already has bipartisan support.
My hope is that we get it on the floor pretty quickly and pass it, and then let the president, show the American people really clearly where he is on the Second Amendment.
Flores says the TSA has balked at the idea due to what he says is the Obama administration's hostility to the constitutional right to bear arms. Defense attorneys representing bikers who were arrested after a shooting outside the former Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco say they don't have access to key evidence because they refused to sign the district attorney's unusual agreement to not share it with the media. Attorney Susan Anderson said at a news conference that the agreement violates a state law that requires prosecutors to permit defense attorneys access without conditions to the evidence as soon as practicable. Defense attorneys plan to contest the agreement in court. McLennan County District Attorney Abel Reyna declined to comment. Anderson also says authorities did not follow proper procedures in reacting to the May 17th shooting that killed 9 and injured 20.
I have no problem if they want to detain and question. That's their job. But they didn't detain and question. They arrested and set a bond at $1 million.
A grand jury indicted 106 people earlier this month on charges of engaging in organized criminal activity. The DPS is changing the way troopers record the race of people they pull over. A state law designed to prevent racial profiling requires them to document race in order to prevent racial profiling. But an investigation by an Austin TV station showed officers often misidentified Hispanics as white. Now, troopers will ask each driver their race, according to DPS Director Steve McCraw.
Most people in the public understand that these laws are intended for the public good and not there to harass them.
The changes are taking effect immediately. Another freeway work zone is taking place in Bryan near the William Joel Bryan Boonville exit. BTU reports through the end of the month, power lines are being moved in order to accommodate the construction of a new on-ramp. That will involve setting new lines across the entire freeway, resulting in occasional slowdowns. Three members of the Texas A&M University system are receiving 4 grants from the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, better known as CPRIT. The full list of 73 recipients is online at WTAW.com. Almost $2.5 million will be divided between two grants at the Health Science Center, the A&M Flagship Campus, and AgriLife Research. CPRIT is nearly at the halfway point of distributing $3 billion approved by voters in 2007 to fund groundbreaking cancer research and prevention programs and services in the state. The holiday season in downtown Bryan begins this evening. Amanda Reynolds with the Downtown Bryan Association says the Lights On event starts at 6 at Sale Park, with dignitaries illuminating the area.
And then at 6:30, Santa and the Salvation Army Band are leading a walking parade with music down the street to the palace. And we will continue the festivities at the palace until about 9 o'clock.
At the palace is a tuba Christmas concert, followed by a performance from the Jane Long Middle School Orchestra in the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Our Black Friday savings are going on now. We're taking over $5,000 off MSRP on any new 2015 Nissan Altima, all trim levels. Or take $3,750 off MSRP plus 0% APR for up to 72 months. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
30 more to choose from. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Must finance with NMAC. Offer includes 1250 Nissan customer cash with 0% APR with approved credit. 750 NMAC. Cap to cash. $500 customer bonus cash and $2,750 Douglas discount. Model codes 13115, 13215, and 13315.
7:39. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Skies will be mostly sunny today, though more clouds build in later on with a high between 70 and 75. There'll be increasing clouds during the overnight hours. There could be a few late showers with a low near 55. We'll start Saturday off with cloud showers and maybe a few thunderstorms as a cold front moves through. There'll be clearing skies in the afternoon, becoming windy with a high in the upper 50s, dropping in the afternoon, and it's clear and chilly, breezy at times Saturday night, low 35. I'm Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tonight, the Bryan Vikings head to Waller to take on the Magnolia West Mustangs, a team coach Ross Rodgers and company defeated in the area round last season.
We saw the whole kitchen sink last year.
We'll have more on the high school football report with Zach Taylor coming up in just a little bit. A&M football gearing up for Vandy. Men's basketball last night at A&M gets the win, and more in sports in 10.
Okay, this is pretty weird.
Okay.
How do you get your kiddos to eat something that they don't like the taste of?
Cover it in ketchup.
No, that works sometimes, or chocolate, or melted cheese, I mean, or whatever.
Hide it the best way you can that way.
Or you can just change their brain.
Oh, yes. Changing children's brains. Favorite pastime. Yeah.
Or all of us, actually. What if it were possible for you to taste chocolate when you were drinking water?
Oh.
Yeah. What if you were able to make broccoli taste like candy? Freaky stuff. In a new study, scientists show this can be done by switching specific neurons in the brains of mice. And they do it with light.
What?
Yep. Optogenetics?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, you will.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
The five basic tastes start out on the tongue, okay?
Right.
When flavor chemicals in the food activate the receptors that we have there. But where do the signals go next? To the brain. Each taste is picked up by specific groups of neurons located next to each other in their little neighborhoods. There's sweet and there's sour, there's salty, and there's bitter, and umami, which we found out a few years
That's
ago.
That's the fun one.
All right there. It's mapped out in your brain.
Okay.
So a guy named Charles Zucker, we're going to call him Charlie. Charlie's a professor up at Columbia. He says, taste, the way you and I think of it, is ultimately in the brain. Dedicated taste receptors in the tongue detect sweet or bitter and so on, but it's the brain that affords meaning to these chemicals. So your sense of taste basically has responsibilities beyond making chocolate one of the greatest pleasures in life.
Okay, fine. How do they do it with light? And what if they mix it up? And now my candy tastes like broccoli.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You've got to always be able to change it. I don't know. I'm not sure if you wear a little skull cap. I mean, I don't know how that part worked.
Also, I'm not a mouse.
No.
I don't know if they
did this. Well, the deal, what they did, they trained mice to drink water on command in response to a visual cue. Pretty smart mice. When they stimulated the neurons that are in charge of bitter taste, the mice would behave differently as if the water tasted bitter. I wonder if they make it taste like cheese. Does that work? Peanut butter.
You think there's a little group of mice just like, dude, don't drink the water, man. They're trying to control you.
Yeah, wow. Now, don't do that.
You know what they're putting in the water,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, it used to be they'd ring the bell and feed the dog. Now they're doing that to us. I'm just saying. It's pretty frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If you didn't hear Neil Sperry, Neil runs in the 6 o'clock hour, and Neil quite often says little funisms that I enjoy repeating, but today it was kind of fascinating because people are starting to decorate their homes, and some people like to decorate with natural living plants, mm-hmm. and so he talked about those. This was the stat that I found fascinating from Neil Sperry this morning.
If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall.
8 or 10 feet. Feet.
I almost didn't believe him. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Clearly he's right. He's Neil Sperry.
He's Neil Sperry.
Yeah. Mentioned it to Kat McMullen over on Peace 107. I said the name Neil Sperry, and she was all agog. And just, oh, Neil, favorite guy.
Well, she's one of those master gardeners,
And when I said 8 to 10 feet, yeah. She said, well, now I don't want to call Mr. Sperry wrong. I do respect him, but I am a master gardener, and I know of no such thing. And one of their listeners called in and said, Oh, yeah. You can get a tree out of these things.
See, the things we talk about between there and then, of course, candy, they're all over the place. But still, I mean, fun stuff. All right, in the meantime, Donald Trump wants to remind you tips to get to the top. It's from his book called How to Get Rich.
Trump's tips to the top?
That's the one. Number 5, avoid the handshake whenever possible. It is a terrible practice. It is a medical fact that this is how germs are spread. I wish we could follow the Japanese custom of bowing instead.
Hey, so that's what President Obama was trying to do.
Yeah, that's it. He was trying to not spread germs.
Wasn't either.
Okay. Stop. Go with your gut. Being an entrepreneur is not a group effort. You have to trust yourself. There are inexplicable signs that can guide you to or away from special deals. Be optimistic, but always be prepared for the worst. Pay attention to the details. If you don't know every aspect of what you're doing, you're setting yourself up for some unwelcome surprises. And finally, get a prenup. Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, all the rest of that is a little bit different. Let's see, Birth of a Planet, and we'll do that later. Oh, so this is the weekend when the Hunger Games comes out, is that right?
I believe that is
going to be like $11 bajillion. What if you wanted to go see another movie at the Movieplex? You know what I mean?
You're going
to
park in the back and have an empty theater.
Yeah, well, and see, and then, I don't know, does that have a lot of sound? Do you have a lot of bass that's going to creep through the wall? See, I don't, you know.
Nothing like sitting there at the beginning of the movie here.
Yeah, something, whatever. So will Willie Nelson have to cancel a bunch of concerts? The Washington Post says he had a stem cell operation to help him with his lungs. Well, he said, over the years...
What could possibly be wrong with his lungs?
Exactly. He said, this is Willie's quote in the Washington Post. Got his fingers crossed. Over the years, I smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. He probably did.
Right. And he says, I've had emphysema and pneumonia 4 or 5 times. My lungs are really screwed up. Willie had the operation, but he says he'll be able to sing again soon.
Hmm.
So just say it. I had not heard a word about that. But anyway, so Willie's on the mend at, what is he, 78 or something like that? All right, 747.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a parent, you've probably had to deal with the blame game in your house. You know how it goes. Your kids have an argument and then they blame each other for the problem. Then you're left to sort it all out. Finger pointing can lead to big problems down the road. Children who don't learn to accept responsibility for their own bad choices will likely grow into adults who blame others. So if blaming is a problem in your home, try to put an end to it as soon as possible. And to do that, keep the following in mind. First, even if you're fed up with all the blaming your kids do, don't react in anger. A child who's facing an angry parent may feel even more compelled to squirm out of trouble by blaming someone else. Instead, stay calm and handle the conflict gently. The more safe a child feels to tell the truth, the more likely he'll admit his own mistakes. You may also need to give consequences for blaming others. Children are far more likely to give up that behavior if it becomes too costly to do it. Most of all, you'll have to be diligent in your parenting. Blame shifting won't go away on its own, and it won't change overnight. It'll take perseverance to raise kids into adults who have the maturity to take responsibility for their actions. If you're patient and consistent, you can put an end to the blame game in your family. To help your children thrive, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I had fantastic
fantastic results with the Andro 400 Mac. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. Starting off with a high school area round of the playoffs, week number two of playoff action. Here's Zach Taylor with the high school football report.
The area round of the high school football playoffs got underway a little early last night with the Anum Consolidated Tigers blowing past the Magnolia Bulldogs 49-0. Tonight, the Bryan Vikings head to Waller to take on the Magnolia West Mustangs, a team coach Ross Rogers and company defeated in the area round last season.
We saw the whole kitchen sink last year. Sean Bell does an outstanding job. He's played quarterback in big-time Division I school. His dad's a great coach, Mark Bell, and I've known them for a long time, and I have the utmost respect for their offense and the way they get things done. And so, you know, we better hang on to our hat because, you know, we're going to see a lot of different things.
Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock with pregame starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Fresh off the first postseason win in program history, the College Station Cougars hit the road to face Houston North Forest. Here's Coach Steve Huff on the Bulldogs.
It's a very fast football team. They have athleticism probably at every position. One thing that stands out, they lost the first ball game of the year, made a couple changes, primary one being the quarterback position, and since that time, I've rattled off 10 straight wins.
Coach and the guys square off with the Bulldogs at 7 o'clock in spring. Broadcast will be on Peace 107. The road back to the state championship started out well for the Navasota Rattlers, who upended the West Columbia Roughnecks 52-16 in the first round. Tonight, Coach Lee Fedora and his squad set their eyes on a new but familiar opponent, the Jasper Bulldogs.
You know, we have a past with Jasper in years back, all the way back to 2009 and those type things that, you know, it's always been tough ball games and you got to get after it and play, and they're going to be a well-coached team, and this is going to be another good challenge for us.
Kickoff for that one is slated for 7 o'clock in Conroe. Coverage will be on Navasota News 1550. Remember to listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. Go over to RadioAggieland.com. And to keep up with all of your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. A&M football is getting ready to square off against Vandy. The Maroon and White have struggled a little bit in the red zone this year. Meanwhile, the Commodores' defense is one of the best inside the 20, a fact not lost on offensive coordinator Jake Spavital.
Coach Mason's done a great job everywhere he's been with defense. And, you know, it's that's something that we've struggled with offensively is finishing. And, you know, we're going to go have a good week of preparation, and we're going to try to go out there and do the best we can versus Vandy.
We'll hop over to the other side of the ball, where defensive coordinator John Chavis believes Vandy will rely heavily on the running game.
They went from throwing the ball probably 60% of the time to running it about 60% of the time in the last four ball games. You know, they're protecting, when I say protecting their quarterback, they're protecting the football. And they've got two running backs that are, you know, good players. Offensive line that's, you know, a good SEC offensive line. You know, they've put more on the running game.
Kickoff between the Aggs and Commodores is Saturday at 6:30 in Nashville with the pregame and Dave and Dave getting underway at 5:30 on 1620 AM. In A&M hoops last night, everything seemingly went A&M's way.
Bent move underneath, reverse layup by Davis. His man's going, where'd he go?
Tony Trotia-Morales added a career-high 15 points, and A&M defeated Texas A&M Corpus Christi 95-70. That runs the Aggs record to a perfect 3-0, and they'll conclude their season-opening four-game homestand tomorrow as they face UNC Asheville at 3 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Fresh off an OT win against number 14 Duke, the number 12 A&M women's basketball team returns home to host TCU at Reed. They'll tip that one off at 12:30. That game also on The Zone. In Major League Baseball, Josh Donaldson has been named the American League MVP after helping the Toronto Blue Jays reach the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. On the other side, the Washington outfielder Bryce Harper has become the youngest unanimous MVP in baseball history, taking the National League honors. In NFL's Thursday Night Football last night.
Great drop. Looking. Fires. Touchdown, Jacksonville! Julius Thomas caught it in the end zone.
Blake Bortles was 21 of 30 for 242 yards in the go-ahead touchdown to Julius Thomas with just 3:30 remaining in the game to help Jacksonville beat Tennessee 19-13. We'll keep it in the NFL, where quarterback Brandon Whedon has been claimed off the waivers by the Houston Texans 2 days after he was released by the Dallas Cowboys following the return of starter Tony Romo. Whedon is being brought on board because Brian Hoyer is questionable for Sunday's game against the Jets because of a concussion. The Jets have announced that Ryan Fitzpatrick, who used to play for Houston, will get the start for the Jets against Houston. And again, all of this circulates around Romo's return. Here's Jason Garrett on the starting quarterback coming back to the lineup after being out since week three.
We have a number of players who have that same kind of energy, that same kind of spirit that they play with. And it exudes from them to the rest of our team. And I think it's a really positive thing for a football team. And Tony certainly has it.
And we'll wrap it up on the ice of the NHL, where the Dallas Stars knocked off the Washington Capitals 3-2. And that's going to do it for sports. Kevin O'Connor in with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. You guys do, we're closing in on Thanksgiving, at least here in a little bit. You guys do stuff for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we do a Thanksgiving dinner there at the dealership for all the employees.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good time. And actually, this year, we want to provide dinner for maybe some less fortunate families. So if you know a family that could use some help, go on our website, click on the turkey, and all the information to nominate your family of choice will be there, and we would like to provide dinner for about five families.
All right, so teamofnavasota.com, click on the turkey.
That's it.
Make it easy for you, and you got a chance to get dinner for somebody that may need it. And while you're on the website, don't forget Free Car Friday, because at the end of every month, they're going to draw out for one winner to win a car from one of the 10 under 10. Last time, it was a C71 Suburban. All righty, that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. At Superior, we're proud to announce that we're the Brazos Valley's newest train dealer. And to kick things off, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years with approved credit. That's no interest for 6 years on select train comfort systems. It's hard to stop a train, so if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be replaced, call Superior, your new train dealer, or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven. Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Little shout out to the Iola girls volleyball team. Caller said, "Kevin, you suck." No, they won the state championship.
I'm used to it.
It's okay. Anyway, but congratulations to the girls for having done that. No. Trying to find something fun and pleasant before we get... Oh, how about the most dangerous toys? Listen to the names of the most dangerous toys. How in the world could you think these could be dangerous? The Bud Skippet's Wheelie Cute Pull-Along. Hubcaps can break off the wheel, posing a choking threat for young children.
Oh, no.
The Foam Dart Gun. What could possibly go wrong?
Shoot your eye out, kid.
That's right. Poo-Doh. Not Play-Doh. Poo-Doh. Costs only $4.99. There's the Kick Flipper, a kind of skateboard device. Comes with do not use on stairs, hills, or inclines, which of course means kids will.
Yeah.
Leonardo's electronic stealth sword for only $25, made out of plastic. You could poke your eye out. Kids Connection Doctor Playset, potentially ingestion and choking hazards. The pull-along zebra, strangulation possibility. And imagine, number one, the Jurassic World Velociraptor claws.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, we are. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Brian, Councilman John Nichols.